One of the top problems that we've identified in our work with leaders is that they stop reviewing their vision and their plans, and those things that were once identified as most important fade into the noise of life and work. Your life and your work are not something that you plan once and then put away. They're far too important for that. And so to have maximum impact, your action plans and the tools that we've looked at together in this fast track must be reviewed regularly. In this module, Review, I'm going to show you how you can measure, track, and celebrate progress to consistently maximize your influence and your impact. We're going to look at three regular reviews that must be a part of your calendar. And in this session, we're going to look at the importance of the weekly review. So take just a moment right now to download the worksheet for this session and follow along. About 15 years ago, I began a weekly practice of looking back on the week that I had just completed, and then at the same time looking ahead to the next week. When I first started this practice, I primarily spent the time reviewing my simple personal plan and my simple vision. We walk you through both of these transformational tools in the Simple Leadership Masterclass. You can find out more about that by clicking the link on the bottom of this page. And over the years, my weekly review has come to include more and more items which help me, number one, to retain margin in my schedule. When I have more margin, I'm better prepared to interact in my relationships both at home and at work. Which brings me to number two. My weekly review has helped me to maintain healthier relationships and connections, to connect better in relationship with people. Number three, my weekly review has helped me to be more fulfilled in my work. And number four, to be more productive and more effective. I noticed that I had some margin on Sunday during the early morning hours when the family was still sleeping. And so I scheduled my weekly review of my personal plan and my simple vision during that time. And I want to show you four ways that the weekly review has helped me to find greater fulfillment and greater effectiveness in my life and work. Number one, my weekly review helped me to reconnect with what was truly important in my life and work. As I said, my simple personal plan and my simple vision outline the things that I've identified as having the highest value in my life and work. We all know that life happens. We can have the best laid plans, but the chaos of life and work seem to find a way into our daily and weekly schedules, and we end up off track. The urgent replaces the important. If I've strayed off track or my progress has slowed, my weekly review allows me to refocus and reset. It helps me to reconnect with the highest payoff disciplines that I've identified in my life, my work, and my leadership. So it helps me reconnect with the important. Number two, it helps me to review progress. I'm naturally more attuned to the areas that need improvement. And so it's easy for me to be blind to the progress that I'm making. And so it's really important for me and my personality to set time aside to review where I've come from and how far I've come. All of us can benefit from celebrating progress more often because it provides energy and creates momentum to get us to the next step, to get us to the next level. So number two, review progress. Then number three, my weekly review has helped me to look ahead. It's critical for me to reconnect with where I'm headed, both short-term and long-term. And so I take a look at the next week or two in my calendar to see what's coming up. Then reviewing my simple one-page business plan helps me to keep up with both short-term projects, and reviewing my simple vision helps me to keep the 5 or 10 year or 20 year goals in view. Then number four, it helps me to make course corrections or to make updates on a regular basis. When I first completed these time and focus tools, including the simple personal plan, the simple vision, the simple one-page business plan, my best week, the tools that we've looked at in this fast track, they weren't perfect. In fact, they've always been pretty dynamic. They've changed over time. I found that there were a lot of things that just didn't work in the early days. They were works in progress. They're tools that should be viewed as drafts or held in an open hand, and tools which will regularly review and revise as needed. and often during my weekly review, I'll make minor notes and updates on a weekly basis. In addition to my weekly review, I also schedule my quarterly review to make significant improvements, and we'll look more at that in another session. I also schedule an annual review each year during the week between Christmas and New Year's. It's a discipline that I learned from Michael Hyatt. We'll look at the quarterly and the annual review over the next couple of sessions. But in this session, let's take a look at the weekly review template that I put together. Using this tool will save you a ton of time and energy from having to create one on your own. When I first started using my weekly review tool, I pasted the following template into the notes section of a recurring weekly appointment on my calendar. This provided a quick reference for me when I sat down to review my week. And today, after all these years, this same appointment is still on my calendar. So here's my weekly review template that I review every single week. Number one, review my simple personal plan. Now, this document is just a few pages long, 5 or 6 pages. There's a lot of white space, so it doesn't take me a ton of time to do it. In fact, I've read through my simple personal plan literally hundreds and hundreds of times. And so I know what's there. I know the areas where I'm working currently, and I know the areas where I want to evaluate and see how I'm doing from week to week. So number one, I review my simple personal plan. Number two, I review my simple vision. This is the vision document that I've written out that includes where I'm headed in my work and with my career. Again, we walk you through both of these transformational tools in great detail in the Simple Leadership Masterclass. And so I encourage you to take a look at that and see if it makes sense for you. Then number three, I gather all the loose papers and I process them. I empty everything out of my computer bag. I take everything that's on my desk, everything that's in my to-do folder that I've collected throughout the week, any unprocessed notes that I have, and I go through them one by one and I make a decision what to do with it. I decide if it's something that requires me to take action. If not, I have three options. I can trash it if I don't need it anymore, I'm not interested anymore. Number two, I can add it as a task in our project management software, Asana, for me or for a team member. Or number three, I can file it for future reference. And typically I'll do this in our project management app or on my calendar or in our online files in a way that I can go back and get it later. So I have those three options: to trash it, add it as a task for me or a team member, or file it for future reference in one of those areas. If the item does require me to take action, I can do it if it takes less than 5 minutes, or add it to my task list to do later. Again, these are steps that we referred to in an earlier session. So number one, I can do it if it takes less than 5 minutes, or add it to my task list to do later. Number two, I can defer it by actually scheduling time on my calendar to deal with it. Or number three, I can delegate it to someone else for action or enter it into our project management app to remind me or our business manager to follow up with me on the task. So number three, I gather all the loose papers together and then I process them. I decide, is it something that requires me to take action or is it something that someone else needs to do? Then number four, process my meeting notes. I read back through my notes looking for action items that I agreed to do. Is there anything that I've neglected to do, anything that I haven't finished that I agreed to do, an action item that I made for myself that I still need to deliver on? The next step is to review the calendar for the previous week. I look over the previous week's calendar, see if there's anything that I've missed. For example, I don't usually take notes in lunch meetings and even some other ad hoc meetings, but I may want to follow up with a thank you note or a gift. And so usually I'll think through those things. Is that something that I need to do or I would like to do at this time for someone that I spent time with this past week? The next step, number six, is I review my upcoming calendar. So I looked back on the week before. Now I'm going to look forward. And this is one of the most important parts of my weekly review because I note any upcoming meetings to consider the preparation that I'll need to do prior to the meeting. This keeps me ahead of the curve and my responsibilities on track. Then number seven, I review my action and task list. I also try to do this daily, but during the weekly review, I ask myself this question: what do I really need to accomplish over the next week? If it's an important task, I add it to my calendar and I schedule it. Number 8 is review the tasks that I've delegated to others. This is a list of items that I've delegated to other people that are important enough for me to track. If something is overdue or I need a progress report, I'll send an email to nudge the person that's responsible, or I'll add it to my notes for the next one-on-one meeting. And then I note that task in our project management app that I sent a reminder to them. The next step is to review my task in our project management app. When an action consists of many sub-actions, it qualifies as a project, and our business manager helps us coordinate these projects. Here, I review the major projects and I consider the next action that's required to keep the ball rolling from my perspective. These are items that may not require immediate action, but they're scheduled in the future. And so if I'm ready to move on these, I change the due date and I update it in the appropriate project list. Number 10 is I process all of my email and I try to get my inbox to zero. In a previous session, we showed you how to process email and how to do it more effectively and efficiently. So I won't spend more time with that here, but the goal is to get the inbox to zero if it's not already. Number 11 is I review next week's content development. A significant portion of my role is creating content or editing content that we're creating, whether it's article or book projects or training and workshop content, podcast or interview planning, whatever it is, I look ahead to see what's coming up so I can make sure that I'm prepared to deliver on my responsibilities. Number 12 is I look at the weekend schedule and next week's schedule to get an idea of what's coming up. That way I'm prepared for it more effectively. Then number 13 is to plan family time for the upcoming week. In our family, I'm the one that thinks ahead and thinks about what we should be doing or could be doing with our entertainment time or our time together as a family. So whether that's a date with my wife or time with the kids or special events, I look ahead to see what's coming up so that I can plan for the coming week. And then the last thing I do, number 14, is I turn off my computer and my phone. My phone stays on Do Not Disturb most of the time anyway, and so on weekends, I rarely check my phone or computer. Now, this template will help you get started as a framework for your weekly review. When we first look at it, it can seem like a lot of stuff. But honestly, now I move through these items pretty quickly, and in less than an hour, I can get through all of these things, and I feel ready to look ahead to the week that's coming up. When it comes to creating a weekly review process for you, you don't have to get it perfect. You really just need to take the next step. And after 15 years, I'm still learning. I'm still adjusting this process to work for me, because my life and work evolves through the seasons of life. And yet I've seen dramatic improvements in my life, in my work, and in my leadership, particularly in areas that are top priority for me. Now, if you haven't already, take a moment right now to download the worksheet and the tool for this session and complete the action steps. In the next session, we're going to look at the quarterly review and look at how it differs from the weekly review. And so I'll see you in the next session.